he's still a sounding board that I need very much, and I will send him the demos of the songs and want his opinion. And, you know, sometimes I will listen to that opinion and other times I won't, if I'm following my own path in a different direction at that point, but I still want to know what he thinks.
The merging of two creative forces is rarely effortless, but for PJ Harvey and John Parrish, the chemistry is automatic and the kind that can take a 13-year break and still sound unlike anything else. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Lennon and McCartney, Harvey and Parrish? It's definitely apples and oranges, but one basic idea is the same. Their combined creativity is an entity in itself. In the case of PJ Harvey and John Parrish, the collaborative energy started some 20 years ago, and in 1995 exploded into the rock mainstream with the Parrish-produced and PJ-written album To Bring You My Love. A year later, it was both names on the cover, with the duo release Dance Hall at Louse Point. And the fusion of John's music and PJ's unabashed words and vocals ventured even further into the experimental. Neither stopped making music in the years since, working together, in fact, on PJ's latest solo record, White Chalk. But the wait is over for another duo album, and FUV's Rich McLaughlin recently spoke with PJ Harvey and John Parrish about finally returning with A Woman, A Man Walked By.
Was the process similar on this record as it was all those years ago on the first, in terms of how you wrote the music, how you wrote the lyrics, and how you recorded it?
Practically, in the way that I wrote the music first and then gave fairly finished pieces of music for Polly to put the words to. But, I mean, we'd kind of developed so much in the intervening years. I mean, just simply, and I had a lot more instruments available to me, and I was more capable of using different instruments and recording them in different ways. And Polly's developed so much as a lyricist over that time that I think the results were quite markedly different.
I certainly felt, or I was able to notice and see really clearly how much we've changed and developed as writers over those years, which is something that you probably don't really notice if it hasn't been such a long period of time between the last time that we collaborated together. But I think both of us went back and listened to Dance Hall as a reference point when we were making A Woman, A Man Walk By, and we're both amazed at how far we have travelled as writers and artists. And It's a really wonderful feeling. I mean, quite naturally, as one gets older, you gather more in ways of being able to think things through and fully realise ideas in a better way. And it was really marked and very visible for me to see, and really pleasant surprise, really.
No one but me is walking under paths that give no shade.
PJ, I've read that Black-Hearted Love was sort of the spark that put this album in motion. How is that the case?
Well, Black-Hearted Love was actually a piece of music that John had written for one of his solo albums. And at that time, he was interested in inviting a few different singers to contribute to the music that he had made for these albums. And he was one of the singers I approached to write a lyric for Black-Hearted Love. And a mutual friend of ours, a man called Mike Payne, wrote another lyric. So it was two entirely different lyrics, and for some reason I think John drifted off into other projects and never actually put the record together. And after I'd finished writing the songs for White Chalk, I was in a process of collating all my unused material just to make sure I had it all in one place, because over the years they end up all different cassettes and CDs and everything. And I found Black-Hearted Love and my version of the lyric for it, and immediately rang him up and said, "Isn't it about time you did something with this song?" and that was how the idea for writing another album of work together to support the song came about. That's how I came across it. I'd completely forgotten about it. I think John had as well.
Yeah.
When you call out my name in rapture,
From the album A Woman, A Man Walked By, that's PJ Harvey and John Parrish and Black Hearted Love. You'll find the complete interview and more at WFUV.org.